And even in when Grayson, the psychiatrist Grayson, came, he evaluated him at his at Richard's lunch hour while he's eating sandwiches. And that was the extent of Grayson's stuff. And so Grayson's, who was to be defending him, probably caused him a lot of trouble. For example, Richard told him that he had been charged with indecent exposure.
Yeah, and of course you found out what happened with that charge.
Yeah,
In fact, it was never even filed.
No,
there was such a charge.
Well, he had left Charter Oak, and they were living up in West Hartford at the time, and New Year's Eve or sometime, he was with a friend, and he doesn't drink, but he did that night, and so was going to take him home, but instead they stopped him at a donut shop, which was right on New Britain Avenue, where his mother worked. And she wasn't working that night, and so he was really kind of, I don't know, out of it. And so whoever was running the donut shop that night, and it was late, called the police, and he had torn his pants. And so he was in the jail that night, and his father said that he came and got him the next day, and he had to put his jacket around his pants so that the rip in back. But he thought that was indecent exposure.
You know, what I've always speculated, based on the records that you produced and what was said in the testimony, is that he gets arrested with his torn pants, and the police officer probably says to him, you know, you could be charged for indecent exposure for doing that, and that sticks in his mind.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, he never was charged for that because he wasn't indecent exposure.
Well, they did charge him with being drunk,
right.
But the rap sheet was torn up because people who were alcoholics, it's seen as a disorder now. And so for some reason or other, I did get there and for vote got to, and it was expunged. So there was no charges on him.
Well, the thing is, even fortunately you did get the record. It was this old handwritten record. There's no sign of indecent exposure being written anywhere on it.
No, absolutely not. Right. But nevertheless, Grayson, thinking that that would help the court, said he's very honest. And if you look at the transcript, there was something in there that said, well, and he even told me that he, and so what he told me I think was accurate. Well, Lordy, they picked that up right away.
Yeah.